Casamigos Big Shot of the Night is brought to you by Casamigos Tequila. Casamigos Tequila is brought to you by those who drink it. Man, tonight's Casamigos Big Shot of the Night goes to John Calipari. Just kidding. Rick Pitino. The Red Storm. Earlier today, BT and Sal were over there at Stout, and the Red Storm take on Seton Hall, Shaheen Holloway and those guys. And, I mean, I'm thinking that Seton Hall is going to handle them, but Pitino's got these guys ready to roll, and we'll see what happens as we get closer to Selection Sunday and March Madness. I mean, I wanted to give it to one player, but it was a team effort, so you give it to the coach and how he had these guys prepared to play defense against that team. I just have to give St. John some love. I feel like I've had some calls where people said we don't give them enough love, and you all remember how critical their coach was about the players, calling players out, and how so many people jumped on his back. And again, I was thinking about this earlier as I was talking about the internet and all the fake outrage and negativity, and it falls in line with that. All of these people that came for Rick Pitino, where are they at now? All these people that said, oh, he's out of touch. Oh, he was wrong for that. Oh, you shouldn't coach like that. You shouldn't treat these kids like that. Listen, these kids are scholarship athletes. They're damn near professionals. They're getting paid. And maybe he knew what he was doing. Maybe there was more of a method behind the madness. So, Rick Pitino, Casamigos, Big Shot of the Night, 877-337-6666. Now, I think like 20 minutes or so, I was talking about Joey Bosa and how the Chargers restructured his deal. And about 40 minutes ago, there was breaking news that I didn't catch until I had time to go to the break. Shout out to Dre on Twitter. And we're seeing some more stuff happening with NFL free agency. Keenan Allen, I mentioned that the Jets should be checking on, but it doesn't make sense for the Jets to check on Keenan Allen because he's now with the Chicago Bears. Bear down. The Bears are making a ton of moves. The Bears, like the two teams picking 1 and 2 in the draft, they are not waiting for the draft. The Bears and the Commanders are doing it. So the Bears are trading a 4th rounder for Keenan Allen, and the Chargers can't pay him what his contract is worth. And I saw, let's see, Chargers $20 million this year, incurring dead money charge of $12.46 million. League rules required the Chargers to be under the league's $255.4 million salary cap by 4 p.m., so they do what they got to do, and they trade Keenan Allen away to the Chicago Bears for a 4th round pick. Keenan Allen still got it when he's healthy, and that's the caveat, when he's healthy. The Jets can't afford to bring in a guy like that and he'd be hurt and he'd be old. And he's not old, he's 31, but he's been around. It feels like Keenan Allen's been around for a long time. Other breaking news and another target in the receiver market, Marquise Brown. Marquise Brown is signing with the Kansas City Chiefs. That just broke some 15 minutes ago. The Arizona Cardinals are planning to target Marvin Harrison 300 times next year. You just saw Rondale Moore get up out of there and Marquise Brown get up out of there. And to think that Patrick Mahomes gets Hollywood Brown, who could be a burner. Patrick Mahomes gets a new weapon, and you know he's going to use him, and you know Andy Reid's going to draw up some plays for him. They probably don't need Mecole Hardman anymore. 877-337-6666. Shout out to my guys on Twitter who listen to the show. And I don't take any offense to it at all because I'm in here trying to watch the Knicks game. I'm in here going through the notes that I had prepared at like 4 p.m. I'm trying to refresh my MacBook. I need a new MacBook, honestly. But shout out to the guys on Twitter that are like, yo, you just mentioned Keenan Allen. Like Dre was like, Keenan Allen was traded. John Velasquez says, Chargers traded Keenan Allen to the Bears a couple minutes ago. Mikey says, Keenan Allen was traded to the Bears. When I get on Twitter, I'm like, yo, I got y'all right after the Casamigos Big Shot of the Night. I'm going to say it right after this break. So, yes, Dre also said, Keith, are you going live on TikTok? I am live on the TikTok now. Let's close the show and the rest of the night. I told you guys in the beginning, right, we're going to have a good night. We're going to entertain. We're going to close the day. We're going to pass the time, and we're almost there. When I'm done, it is 12 o'clock. It is Friday, and C-Mac will come through and take you the rest of the way. Thanks for holding Bruce out in Flushing. Bruce, you're on the fan.
Yankees, two football points, and a Yankee point. I also was reading the internet on hold, and I saw an interesting item on SNY TV. Today, John Schneider was on one of the radio programs, and he said the Giants told Drew Locke that he would be able to compete for the starting job.
Yeah, I mentioned that. I actually gave C-Mac credit for that because that's who brought that onto my timeline. And C-Mac quote tweeted it with, "We believe in Daniel Jones," very tongue-in-cheek, joking about it. Yeah, so you can't believe that Joe Shane, right at the combine a few weeks ago, was saying, "Yeah, we believe in Daniel Jones." But then they're telling a guy, "Hey, yeah, come sign with us. You're going to have a chance to compete for the starting job." And then, like, hey, word travels fast. This guy's going on Seattle radio saying, "We wanted to keep him, but he left because he said he's going to get a chance to be a starter over there in New York."
Second football point, then we'll get to the Yankees. This pre-tampering is ridiculous. Kendrick agreed with the 49ers to a contract. And then your team, the Cowboys, stole him today. And
yesterday, thank goodness, because they hadn't done anything. And one of the big reasons they struggled down the stretch was because they tried to put Marquise Bell, a safety, an undersized safety, at middle linebacker. Middle linebacker was a huge need. So, yeah, I'm glad. Maybe there's some tampering. Maybe there's some illegal stuff that went on. Jerry Jones and Dak Prescott are dealing with a lot of illegal stuff that has gone on, allegedly.
But it's ridiculous because, so you can talk to an agent, but if the Philadelphia owner talked to Barkley on Monday, 2 days before he could talk to, so then
because
they're investigating.
That's the whole thing, Bruce. You can't talk directly to the player as the GM. You can talk to the agent. You can't talk to the player directly.
What's the difference?
What's the difference? These guys are paid representatives.
Yankee point. I'm going to make a little prediction here. I think guys like Hill and Hampton is going to do well this season. I mean, Hill is already hitting 100 miles an hour in training camp, which scares me a little bit. I'm always worried about people hitting 100 miles an hour in training camp. But if he's hitting 100 miles an hour now, and supposedly his slide is doing well, I think he was going to surprise some people. That's my prediction.
He's not going to surprise us. We saw him a couple years back. He was winning games. He had command a couple years ago. We were like, this kid looks like he belongs. So if I've seen him in spring training, but I keep saying it's spring training. I try not to get too hype off of spring training. Too many years I've been like, did you see Greg Bird? He's going to kill it this year. Kyle Higashioka can't stop homering. And then when it actually matters and they get in the big ballparks, they are not the same.
I make a difference between results and stuff. I don't look at results, but I look at stuff. And that's stuff.
Yeah, and that's good point. I hope that stuff carries over. I hope it plays, but I also hope to not see Luis Gil. Let's hope that, you know, because if you see Luis Gil, that means multiple starters have gone down.
Well, no. If they're going to need a fifth starter, he easily can go into the fifth starting spot before Cole comes back.
I don't know if they're going to give him that nod coming back. I think they're going to want him to work in the minors first. I think it's Luke Weaver, potentially. I don't know. What do I know? Maybe it's Luis Gil. He's already been in the show. He cracked the majors 2 years ago. So he's got the right just as much as Luke Weaver, in my opinion. But I don't know. We'll see.
Take care, Chief. Have a good night.
Thanks for the call, Bruce. 877, you know the number to dial. Jay Schmeezy, Joe is out in Rutherford. Joe, you're on the Fan.
What up, Keith?
Bleacher Creatures on both sides of the phone.
Listen, I got to ask you, I have a few things, but the first, will John be asking you to tell us something cool this year?
And coming up next, finalist Keith McPherson will tell us something cool. Yeah, I'm down to do it. I think we're going to run it back. Monmouth University, if you're listening, you should come through and sponsor it again. Or I'll just sponsor it myself, you know. And I'll say, tell me something cool is brought to you by KM to AM. Or tell me something cool is brought to you by KM to 2 AM. Because that's what the show will be after the Yankee game. Stay tuned after the Yankee broadcast for Keith McPherson on the Fan.
Amazing. We're all fans of it. And we can't wait to hear it. The second question. You had brought up Tiki a little bit earlier. One thing, I mean, their show this week was bananas. There were so many topics, but the one that I kind of want to bring up to you is padding dry after going to the urinal. I mean, what's going on there? I mean,
Joe, quit playing with me. Quit playing with me on the bed, bro. You know, you actually know me in real life. You know what type of guy I am. Like, there's like, I don't have to jump into that conversation. There's a lot of times where they do these conversations during the daytime, and I'm like, how and why did we get here? I don't have that in my show.
That is crazy. Like, come on, dude. Like, you know, two shakes and keep it moving. Like I don't understand. Like,
it's like, just like,
why do you need toilet paper, dog? Like,
porta potty.
Evan is a different type of cat. Al Dukes is a different type of cat. Whatever they got going on in private over there in these bathrooms.
Touching it is kind of fun.
It should just stay off air, but nothing is off air out here, man. Everything makes its way to the internet, and then from online, it makes on air. And I find myself listening. I'm like, man, for 2 days, these guys are talking about Pat.
Come on. And then my last Keith, you know, last year opening day was your Jordan flu game. I mean, anyone who listened, like you gritted it out. This year, will you have to work after opening day?
I got ahead of it this year. I think Connor produced my show last year, and as I'm driving to the fan, I'm texting Connor. I'm like, bro, I can't talk. Like, I lost my voice. Like, we have a problem. Like, my voice is, like, low or light and scratchy. I have a five-hour show. I'm like, I didn't mean to do this. But, like, I was like a caged animal let go at Yankee Stadium opening day last year, yelling and screaming from, like, 9 in the morning until, I think, like, 4 or 5 o'clock when I left. We were still turning up outside at Twins and everything. You know how it goes, bro. By the time I got in the car to drive, and I remember just checking that traffic was OD. Like, to drive from Yankee Stadium to WFAN is usually like a 30-35 minute drive for me during the season after the games, but opening day was like 90 minutes. So I get in the car well in enough time, but I'm struggling in the car. I'm trying to talk, and I can't. I'm like, I don't know how I'm going to do this. So, no, I'm off this year. I will be at Yankee Stadium all day on Friday. I'm lobbying to get a Saturday day show and then go to Yankee Stadium that Saturday night.
Amazing. I can't wait to see you at the Bodega, Keith. And listen, I'm going to throw this last one at you. It's Taylor ham, dog. It's not pork roll.
All right, Joe. All right, you got to get out of here, bro. Quit playing with me on the fan. We got to block that number, Connor. I'm just kidding, Jay Schmeezy. I think Mark Malus is blocked one of Joe's other numbers. So now Joe hits me like, hey, I'm calling in. I'm on the queue. But I think Moose blocked Jay Schmeez once upon a time. If you've been listening to my show, I always put Jay Schmeezy over. He's the chef among chefs, especially if you go to the Giants tailgate and find him behind the steps. I think it's like lot B5 or something like that in a parking lot. He kills it. He's got pizza.
What an incredible human being.
He is an incredible human being, and he's a creature. He's seen me at Yankee Stadium for the last 6 years doing what we do. Happy New Year when opening day comes and you see me say Happy New Year. That's just a creature's thing. To all the creatures, man, I can't wait to link up with y'all. Like, I can't wait to see y'all. You guys are family, La Bodega family. We are this close. We are this close to getting back into our stadium, right? They talk about a 15-year drought. We never left. Jeezy, print out them shirts. We never left. Everybody get your... We never left hoodies. And maybe I'll make us like some We Never Left like badges. Or I had an idea to get us all bottle openers because we're always back there cracking beers that say 203, we never left. We never left. 877-337-6666. I meant to hit the button to play John from Port Jeff Station. I hit off on this button. What's up, John? You got it.
You can't let me go, Keith. Come on, man. I'm your midnight guy. Come on.
No, you're on. I went to hit you on, and I turned my mic off because I just try to turn the caller on and then hit my mic off so that the people watching on TikTok can hear the calls coming in. It's a lot. There's a lot of moving parts right now.
I appreciate it. Yeah. I get into the Yankees. We talked about Saquon. I can't see his first name, Barkley. He hits me. That's why I forgot about him.
All good. Don't need to know his name anymore. He's number 26. The funniest thing that Tiki said last week was like, we should just call him Rasul. Call him by his middle name. We'll just call him Rasul now. Rasul Barkley.
There you go. You know as well as I do, this isn't the first injury that's going to happen. The Yankees have two. They get several before the season starts. That's why in the past, when I watched my personal trainer, I watched them. They've gotten rid of a lot of conditioning coaches. Unfortunately, you know, with having Cole, that's not a conditioning thing. He knows his arm. He's a horse. You know how he is. It's something that's going to happen. He rarely gets hurt, which is surprising. But with Judge, he's had that oblique thing for a while. But you have to watch out for the rest of the injuries that are going to come. You know something's going to happen. You got Stan that usually gets hurt. And we got to get all these guys that have their injuries. We got to hope they don't go back to fall into the injuries they had. So how do you feel about them? If they get some more, do they have the manpower to bring them up and sustain until the guys get healthy come June?
I don't know. I'm scarred, honestly, from the past few years of Yankee injuries and guys that you're depending on. And it's just been a carousel of IL stints. And this guy's missing and plugging this guy's in. Last year was the worst because they didn't actually have the depth. They didn't actually have reinforcements. I want to believe that they did the work and they have enough outfielders. I don't know if they have enough infielders, right? We were talking about Kike Hernandez and Ahmed Rosario and someone else that they potentially were going to sign with Oswald Peraza being hurt. I think they need another infielder. They do the scheduled rest. They're going to rest guys like DJ LeMahieu, Anthony Rizzo, because they're up there in age. They're already talking about a plan for Jonathan Loaisiger where I'm like, bruh, here we go with this. Like, we're gonna, you know, I don't know. So I'm not confident, but I have reason to not be confident in the Yankees' injuries because I'm a Yankee fan and I know their recent history. Thanks for the call, John. So to reiterate Brian Hoke's post about Jonathan Loaisiger, the Yankees plan to use him as a multi-inning reliever during the first half of the season with 2 days of rest between outings. So there's going to be times where you're watching the Yankee game and you're like, who's coming out of the pen, Loaisiger? And then you're going to forget that, like, no, he's got 2 days of rest. Like, they did that game with Michael King. Loaisiger said, it's a good strategy to try and make sure that I stay healthy. It's a benefit to me and a benefit for the team as a whole, I think. I would be like, man, put me out there when you need me, and we'll worry about the maintenance and the other. Like, why do we preemptively have to do that? Why? Because he's hurt every year. So just expect it. Injuries are a part of the game. The Yankees know it. I think this year, more than any other year, after going 82-80 and not having guys, they are thinking about this nonstop. The fact that Cashman came out there and said injuries are a part of Giancarlo Stanton's game, you don't say. Now they have reinforcements. We got to hope they stay healthy. But hope is not a strategy, Steve Cohen. It's hope week. Avery's in Fort Lauderdale, Florida on the Fan. Go for it, Avery.
Hey, Keith. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, thanks. I'm on break right now.
I was about to say, what are you at, spring training? You're out of St. Louis? You're not at school? You're at spring break?
Right. Well, this is the thing. This is what's funny, though. I want to tell you before I get into what I called about. Tonight, my uncle and I, we went to the Astros and Nationals game at Ballpark Palm Beaches, right?
Yeah, didn't they rename that park after Travis Scott's energy drink?
I have no idea. Maybe.
I have to look that up. I'm pretty sure they did.
How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you, Unc?
So listen up. This is what's funny. This is what I want to tell you about. We're sitting down there in the field box, right? And we're right next to Jose Altuve, and he's standing right there at second base. So we're screaming, F. Altuve, and he's looking at us. I thought the first base coach was going to come over and beat us up.
Well, that's much funnier than the kids that do it in Yankee Stadium when the Yankees are playing against the Mariners in August. Like, that's funnier.
Him and Joey Gallo, they're right there standing in front of us.
Were you hazing Joey Gallo? Were you also getting at him?
We were nice to Joey Gallo. We didn't give him a hard time.
Yeah, he's been through it, man. He said he couldn't even walk the streets of New York. And then you know what? We had A-Rod Day, and we didn't even include him here. We retired the number 13, and the last guy to wear it was Joey Gallo. We didn't even get him on the phone. We didn't even talk about Joey Gallo.
But anyway, we want to know. There's so many injuries right now. Gerrit Cole, we got lucky. We can breathe. We know it's not going to be Tommy John. Or at least we think we know. We know what happens. They piss on our feet and tell us, what do they say, that it's hot water? Or what is it you say?
I said that they piss on your head and tell you it's raining because the Yankees are above us and they think most of us are dumb. Most of us are Yankee fans, but they piss on your head and tell you it's raining, such as, Aaron Judge was only scheduled for 2 at-bats. Oh, wait, actually, he was spring beat up. What? What does that mean? Piss on your head and tell you it's raining. It's equivalent to that. You feel something on your head, and you look up, and you're like, hey, what's going on? And they're like, it's raining. You're like, no, it's not. Aaron Judge is hurt. Just tell us he's hurt. Just tell us that he's been swinging a bat a lot, and he's sore, and he needs an MRI. We're not going to freak out. Yes, we are. But just tell us the truth.
Geez, what are we going to do? What are you pitching now?
Well, I don't know. I'm not sure who they slot in as the fifth starter yet. I don't think it's been announced. I think they know, but they will withhold that information until they have to tell us. I really do think that it's Nestor Cortez taking the ball on opening day in Houston, and then Carlos Rodon pitching game 2, Marcus Stroman game 3, Clark Schmidt game 4, and here we go. Let's hope for the best.
All right. Well, thanks, and we hope to see you at the stadium soon. We got to meet sometime, Keith.
Yeah, I'm coming down to spring training on Wednesday, but I'll be at Yankee Stadium on opening day and the Saturday night game, and I'll be at the stadium a lot more this year. I plan to, at least.
All right.
Cool. Hope to see you.
All right. Thanks,
guys. Thanks for calling in. Thanks for listening. 877, you know the number to dial. I'm up against it. Let's take a break. Keith McPherson on the Fan, BRB. Bit after 11:30 on the Fan in New York, March 14th, Thursday. It's almost Friday. Beware the Ides of March and all of that. It's almost St. Patrick's Day. It's almost opening day. Let's try and speed through the rest of my calls. I'll probably have another break, but I mean, time burns on me. C-Mac is in here. He's in the bullpen warming up. And I was right about the Astros and Nationals rebranding their spring training ballpark where Avery and his uncle were today saying F. Altuve. They rebranded it to the name of Travis Scott's seltzer, which is Cacti. I've never seen it in stores. I've never had it. But now it is called Cacti Park of the Palm Beaches. When I go down to spring training, if you're going to be down there next week, hit me up on TikTok or Twitter or whatever. I think I'm going to go to Cool Today Park where the Braves play. It's a brand new state-of-the-art spring training facility. I just want to go physically see it. I think I'm going to drive there. I think it's like an hour away, whatever. I'm going to drive there by myself. And then I also think I'm going to go see the Yankees play at the Pirates facility while I'm down there. Why not? Why not? Why not? Okay, Keith McPherson on the Fan. I said I was going to take the rest of the calls as quick as I could take the calls. Josh is in Passaic. Josh, you're on the Fan.
Hey, Keith. How you doing?
Good. What's up, man?
So, first, listen, with Marquise Brown, honestly, can you imagine Patrick Mahomes there with him, Rashee Rice, Kelsey, and just think about all those plays of all the scantling where they tried getting him involved, but now they got a guy that can actually catch the ball and might even have more speed. And listen, the rich get richer. The teams that are good get better. Like yeah, the Braves with Adam Duvall for $3
million. Yeah. They also might sign Tyron Smith, who I think is a walking injury, but of course they'll sign him and he'll hold up and then they'll go to their third Super Bowl. And yeah, Marquise Brown has a chip on his shoulder, got something to prove. I think he can be better than MVS.
Right, obviously. I mean, he's had the better last few years, but what I really wanted to say is that with the Bears, if they're going after Caleb Williams, I really think they could be like the Texans this past year and be in the playoffs. Right, that's Keenan Allen. They already have DJ Moore. They signed DeAndre Swift. They already signed like 4 offensive linemen. They got fired. And if whatever they trade Justin Fields for, they'll have that. But I really think at this point, just go draft Caleb Williams. They look pretty set up to try to contend or a playoff spot at least.
Yeah, and let's see if they trade Justin Fields and what they get in return for that. Ryan Poles, I commend. He's done a great job. And sorry, I had to sneeze. Who's to say that they can't be this year's Packers? Not even the Texans, right? This was Jordan Love's first year as a starter. It could be Caleb Williams' first year as a starter in that same division. The Vikings don't have Kirk Cousins anymore. It's not a guarantee that the Lions get back after Dan Campbell says, oh, yeah, this might be our only shot. Who's to say that Caleb Williams and the Bears can't be a wild card team, a 9-8 team, the way that the Packers were, and win around the way the Packers did? Anything can happen. That's what the NFL script is probably cooking up right now.
And it's like the team that like would most likely want Justin Fields as in position wise to be the Vikings, but they're in the same division. So I guess, you know, we had a Vikings fan a few nights ago that was just like lamenting over what happened. So you have to wonder who's going to be their quarterback.
Ross in Bergen County.
Ross, right.
Yeah, they have former Jet Sam Darnold. I don't know where Justin Fields is going to land. I remember Evan and Tiki talking about the possibility of Justin Fields coming here. I don't think that happens.
Well, they're throwing the Raiders around now.
The Raiders would be cool. To see the Raiders trade for him and let it be Gardner Minshew and Justin Fields battling it out for who's going to be the starter. That'd be cool to see.
I mean, Justin Fields obviously looks nice, but doesn't keep with the Devils. We keep trying to get our confidence back. It's such a pretty nice win versus, like, you know, the second to best team in the West.
They're mathematically out of it. Like when I did my Casamigos big shot of the night, I was going to go
4 points out of a wild card spot right now.
I think the percentage, yeah, the points is what it is, but like you got to look at the percentage and their upcoming schedule.
They do play the Islanders twice.
Yeah, so I won't say that they're mathematically out of it, but I think I saw somewhere they had less than a 10% chance to make the playoffs, and that would take a lot going right. But yeah, good on the Devils, but like I said, I pivoted from them. Scored 6 goals. Timo Meier might have gotten my Casamigos big shot of the night, but I'm like, I don't know, man. I'm disappointed in the Devil season.
It's just funny that, like, another goalie thrown out. There's just so many of them. It's only, like, you know, you can make it into, like, you know, like maybe, like, NHL, whatever. Like, it's like a 2K or something. And combine all the Devil's goalie and take, like, the best part of each one. Because there just are so many of these guys that could win you games, but they're not going to be an actual person, right? They'll give you, like, the hype train. Like, kind of similar with Tommy DeVito and the Pastrnak. These guys will give you 2 or 3 games. But they're not more than that, right? Like,
yep, they're a flash in the pan.
Like asking for Tommy DeVito to play. He's a guy that will give you 2 or 3 games, but after that, I mean, the only exception was Brock Purdy, I think, that you felt would just be two, three, four games. He ended up going for a while.
Yeah, I mean, he had a winning streak his rookie year, and then he got to the Super Bowl this year. Thanks for the call, Josh. Let's keep it rolling. Sal, out on Staten Island, you're on the fan. Go for it.
Hey, Keith, what's up? How are you?
I'm good, hanging out. Thanks for calling.
Hey, so I just got 2 quick points about the Jets, and I'm a Giants fan, but I feel bad for my fellow Jets fans. So I just want to start with this wide receiver stuff. Marquise Brown goes to Chiefs for $11 million on a 1-year prove it deal. I think it was 1 year. And then Keenan Allen goes to the Bears for a 4th round pick. I just feel like all in season, they signed some middle of the pack offensive linemen. How isn't Joe Douglas committing to the season here? It's now or never, and he's letting these premium players go for a low pick. They put Lazard on the trade block today. It seems like things are getting worse before they're getting better.
You know, I was just talking about this with Marco, with Connor, and even on the people that are in my TikTok during the break. Like, we see every move, and we're like, how come this couldn't have happened? Like, it's just not that simple. With Keenan Allen, what his contract, the contract that he has and his age, I don't think that's a good move for the Jets. And that trade that they made, I don't think that's where they're at. You heard today that Alan Lazard is on the trade block and Corey Davis is coming back to be released, whatever. I feel like they got to get that sorted out before they bring in a Keenan Allen. And then even with Marquise Hollywood Brown, he signed with the Chiefs. If he has the option to sign with the Chiefs or the Jets, which option do you think he's choosing? You know, it's a no-brainer.
All day. All right, I got one more point for you here about Rodgers, just about how distracting it to the franchise. This vice president stuff is just absurd. Everyone's talking about it. I just feel like it's such a good marketing move. No one's been talking about politics. Politics never is on WFAN. We call because we're fans of the sport. Now, all of a sudden, everyone's calling, talking politics. I feel like he reached out as a friend, and now they're marketing, and I just can't stand it, Keith. I want to talk football. I want to talk Aaron Rodgers playing for the Jets. He's played 4 snaps, and we haven't talked any football about Aaron Rodgers. It's just kind of getting sick of him.
Yeah, thanks for the call, Sal. It would be much nicer to talk about a drive, a throw, a play that was made, a third down conversion, a sick touchdown pass to Garrett Wilson, but we didn't get that. And I said earlier, it's the new calendar year for the NFL. We've been doing this for a whole year with Aaron Rodgers, talking about everything else but football. I guess it's marketing, whatever. To me, it's unrealistic to actually have conversations about this man being the vice president of America. If that's something that upsets you, I'm sorry. If that's something that you want to take and twist to say that I'm being political and that I'm trying to make this a shut up and dribble thing like people on the internet were saying, that's a reach. Stretch before you reach. And also, I'm not a Democrat. I'm not a Republican. I'm not a liberal. Or what's the opposite of a liberal? Conservative? I don't, like, that's not my world. I don't know. As you guys have listened to me on The Fan for 2 going on 3 years, you should know that by now. Like, that's not my angle. My quote about Aaron Rodgers, just lock in, just play football, play quarterback, and take the Jets to the playoffs. That's what we want. That's what we were signing up for last year, we thought. 877-337-6666. My last break of the night. We'll be back after this. That's another one. Keith McPherson on The Fan, another 5-hour KM to AM, man. Shout out to everybody that listens for 5 minutes or 5 hours. Everybody that's connecting with me on Twitter, on TikTok, man. Like, the positivity always wins. I started off talking about positive energy. I got hit with a ton of negative energy online today. I was seeing the people dragging Tiki Barber. I was just looking at all of these just things that were happening online that just, they're not real. They're fake. But the love is real, so I appreciate y'all. Let's see if I can get these 4 calls in the next 8 minutes, and then we're done. C-Mac's coming up next, and he'll take you through the overnight. Make sure you stay tuned and listen to his show. Up, up, and away we go. Stay locked in on your radio. Max is in Brooklyn. Max, you're on The Fan.
Hey, Keith, how you doing?
Good, man. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, I just wanted to say, once we got the Yankees, and I just want to say the marathon started again. Garrett Cole is officially out for 1 month now, but it's just going to be longer. This is where it starts, and we all know how it goes from here. It takes 1 month, and it takes another 2 weeks of rehab, and then he's going to be out for another surgeon to put him out for another 2 weeks, and it's going to take longer. And I think the Yankees know it also. They're involved in the Dylan Cease trades until he got traded. They gave him an offer, and I think they're looking in the medic right now. They put out a looking to Michael Lorenzen. But if the Yankees are looking for trade, I think they should go back earlier, Shane Bieber, earlier in the season. And in the offseason, Shane Bieber was on the table. So maybe the Yankees should get back to that conversation. And thank you so much, Keith.
Thanks for the call, Max. I'm not going to say what the timetable is. All I'm going to say is Cole is not lost for the season. It may be a month. It may be 2 months. They may need 3 months. But I guarantee you this. Garrett Cole, the best pitcher in baseball, the most reliable pitcher in baseball, the guy that's pitched more than anyone in baseball, he's going to know when he's ready to go. And his timetable could be sooner rather than later, but don't worry about that. He's out for now. And as far as a trade for someone like Shane Bieber, I don't think they're going to do it. They're going to stick to the process and the plan that they have in place. Somebody's going to get elevated. You just saw these guys work out in spring training. They're still working out in spring training. One of these young guys will get an opportunity to be the 5th starter. We'll see how it goes. I don't really want Michael Lorenzen. Why give any money to Michael Lorenzen? What does that do? Is Michael Lorenzen going to start a postseason game for you? No. Let's go to Frank in Babylon on The Fan. What's up, Frank?
Hey, how you doing?
Great, man. How are you?
All right. I just want two quick things. I know you got to go. The Giants, they came into the with $22 million in cap space. I wanted to let Saquon go, pick up the 13, give us $35 million. I wanted to trade Daniel Brown. Okay, I was going to pick up half his salary. I was going to pay $20 million. This way, you only have to pay 20. The man has won a playoff game. Okay, you only picking up the half the salary. Next year, you have the option to let him go. Okay, pick up another $20 million in cap salary, go for this T. Higgins, baby, then maybe pick up the tackle from Notre Dame, or I love the guy Neighbors from LSU. LSU puts out monster receivers, Jefferson, Lamar Chase, et cetera. What do you think, Keith?
Yeah, thanks for the call, Frank. I mean, they're good ideas, but, like, every idea that we have can't all happen, right? T. Higgins and Malik Neighbors and Penn, like, I don't know. I say leave it to the professionals. Trust in Joe Shane. Malik Neighbors, I think, is going to be a bona fide wide receiver in the NFL. Maybe he's a Giant, but maybe not. Maybe they're trying to get a quarterback, and maybe they have to move that number six overall pick to do so. And, again, the timeline for the Eagles matches up to pay Saquon Barkley what they paid him. The timeline that the Giants are currently in, you're not paying a running back that much. You paid Devin Singletary. Maybe they add A.J. Dillon to the mix. Scott is in Hamilton. Scott, you're on the Fan.
Hey, Keith, what's going on, buddy? I'm making as sure as I can. But I'm not sure if you saw the most recent tweet from Saquon.
I don't know if I saw the tweet. Let me see the tweet. I saw his press conference.
He put it out. Yeah, it was about 2 hours ago, a little bit over 2 hours ago. But you're telling me that it took you over 3 days?
Oh, this is terrible.
So when McKinney goes ahead and put his out right away, Cousins went ahead and did an actual video. This is pressured into actually making the statement.
And I think it has a little bit of, I don't want to completely burn the bridge. Thank you for that call, Scott. I'll try and read this quickly. So this is a screenshot from what looks like the Notes app with Saquon Barkley on his Twitter from 9:20 p.m. He says, "The last 3 days have been a whirlwind of emotions, but I want to take a minute to acknowledge all the Giant fans that have supported me and my family over the last 6 years. When I was drafted here, I wanted my impact off the field to rival the accomplishments we had on it, and I can only hope that I came close to doing that. I'm forever grateful to the Marantish family and the wonderful people working in the Giants organization. The fans in New York and New Jersey will forever hold a place in my heart. Ultimately, the NFL is a business, and I hope that everyone can respect my decision." Do less of the internet. Again, we are in this world where people think they have to post. People think they have to do things online and in real life. If Saquon Barkley said less and just stood down, it would have been better. Instead, you chose to attack Tiki Barber on Twitter, where Tiki Barber didn't attack you. He didn't attack you on Twitter. He also didn't attack you on air. So you should have done your due diligence, your Googles, your research, to see actually how Tiki Barber went about it, and I'm sure you could have got his number. And then clearly, what have I been saying to you guys all week about Saquon wearing this? It's going to be tough for a good guy to be a villain. It's going to be tough to wear this green jersey and accept that you're with the enemy now. There are people in your family and in your friends and in your circle that look at you differently now, bro. It's interesting, right? You felt the need to put this out on Twitter, this long message. Like, it's March 14th. This broke Monday, and a week ago we got the rumor that you would potentially go down there and be with those obnoxious fans and the Dirty Birds and put on those ugly green jerseys. Go ahead, bro. The money's green, too. We get it. We get it, but say less. And that's all I've got to say. I think Saquon's having a tough time. He might have lost some sleep over the last couple nights. He might have some people that he thought were friends that they're not friends anymore. He might have people that he thought were cool. We're not cool anymore. Because you took the money and ran, and now we're looking at you in front of that Eagles step and repeat with an Eagles jersey on, and we're like, ew, Saquon, never again. You're not welcome back. Sorry. Tiki Barber was right. You're dead to us. Good luck. You're dead. Goodbye. You can't. We don't need anything else. That's it. That's it. And that's it for my show. That's a good way to end it. Man, shout out to everybody again. Sometimes I come in here with no energy, or I come in here with a different plan, or I come in here off an energy drink because I didn't sleep, and everybody else picks me up. The people working shifts that decide that they want to listen to my show at night, the people driving, doing deliveries, pickups, Uber, Lyft, shout out to y'all. Shout out to the people that never call, and all the people that show love online, and shout out to the haters too that are just kind of stuck in, like, I don't know, man. I've been listening to Keith for a long time. I hated him from the beginning. He's grown on me. I'm just going to keep hating on the guy and hope that works for me. It's not going to work. I'll be back late tomorrow. A late late one tomorrow, KM to 2 a.m. C-Max next. I'm out.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. WFAN, New York.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.